Colorado state scientists issued their final update to the hurricane season forecast Thursday. In addition to the three tropical storms that have already formed, two of which became hurricanes, they believe there will be nine additional named storms and three hurricanes. Lead forecaster Dr. Phil Klotschbach says this is a substantial drop from their original forecast this spring and that a below-average season is now likely.
So when we put out our earlier forecast in June, we had lowered the numbers some from April, and we were thinking at that point, if the conditions in the Atlantic continued to stay cold, that we would lower it even more, and they have.
Those conditions Phil speaks of are cold ocean temperatures, really cold, in fact.
It's one of the coldest years on record for this time of year.
He believes dry air and Saharan dust are also likely to limit activity overall. But this is all happening in what's commonly referred to as the main development region, where traditionally most hurricanes develop, especially the strong ones. It's worth noting, however, that water temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico and Western Atlantic are more than warm enough for tropical storms to form. WeatherBell Analytics is a private forecast consulting firm from New York, and in their seasonal forecast dating back to last spring, they too believed activity would be lower than normal overall. But Chief Forecaster Joe Bastardi says we should pay closer attention to the conditions near our coastlines.
You always have to worry for the atmosphere having a tendency for greater amounts of upward motion in close to the coast. Now, why would that be? Well, if it's cooler than normal over the United States, a lot of times that means there's more upward motion next to the coast because there's more sinking air over the land.
And Joe says there is a strong signal for that to occur during the peak months of September and October due to a shift in the jet stream over North America. So I asked Dr. Klotschbach about those nearby conditions as well, to which he said,
The Gulf of Mexico tends to be a little bit more of a wild card since what goes on in the deep tropics isn't necessarily what's going to go on in the Gulf of Mexico, which is a little further north.
And Mr. Bastardi adds,
the storm, when it starts to form, it doesn't care if it came from Africa or not. All it cares about is the local conditions and the environment that it's in.
He's referring to water temperatures close to the United States that are warm enough.
The water is warm enough so that if you get something spinning in your backyard, it can spin up quickly.
Because of these unknowns, both Phil and Joe remind residents in hurricane-prone areas to stay vigilant in preparations for the season ahead. And Phil says it best.
Regardless of the seasonal forecast, everybody needs to be prepared because obviously it just takes that one hurricane making landfall to make it an active season for you.
I'm meteorologist Jeff Hoffman from the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network.